When the space shuttle Columbia disintegrated over Texas, killing 7 astronauts, the tragedy greatly affected workers at the Johnson Space Center outside Houston. This is the heart of the manned space program, where the astronauts live and train and raise families. NPR's John Burnett reports NASA employees are grieving as one family.
The main gate of the Johnson Space Center has become ground zero, as it were, for the demonstrations of sorrow, patriotism, and love that people of this aerospace community feel compelled to show during this painful time. The big concrete NASA sign, floodlit and bordered by holly bushes, is covered with flowers, signs, balloons, candles, and flags. By Sunday night, so many people were coming by this spontaneous shrine to the Columbia astronauts that police were having to direct traffic. Makisha Curry is a 29-year-old counselor at a local insurance company.
With September 11th, it happened in New York. And so, of course, watching on television, we weren't able to come bring flowers. And so it was kind of surreal, but this is more tangible, being able to come and stand here and bring flowers and commune and just kind of give hugs and support.
After watching nonstop coverage of the Columbia disaster on television all day, several people out at the front gate said they felt like getting up and doing something. One hand-lettered sign read, "Lost but not forgotten. We will always remember and persevere." Another read, "Stand strong, NASA. Stand strong." 5-year-old Sinjin Sharma was there, pinning a piece of paper on the fence enclosing the complex with the help of his mother, Jill.
What'd you do for the astronauts?
Draw a picture.
Why did you draw them a picture?
Because.
So we would remember them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What'd you draw your picture of?
Rocket ships.
Rocket ships and their space shuttle? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think about all that happened? Kind of sad?
Yeah.
Where are all the astronauts now?
Up in heaven?
Yeah, they're in a safe place, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
And hopefully that'll help their families know that they're in a safe place now, huh?
Yeah.
Around the Johnson Space Center, you run into the same sense of shared mission, the same bond between people that you encounter at a military base. The word close-knit comes up again and again. A 35-year NASA veteran, Jose Fuentes, is an aerospace engineer who works with the astronauts' spacesuits. He was at the front gate paying respect like so many others.
I don't care how many times we say it, it becomes very difficult to let people know how close we really are. I mean, we lost not just seven astronauts. We lost 7 friends and 7 very close friends. I work with them. I train with them. When it comes to the safety of the spacesuit, it is something that is very important to me. And when something like this happens, well, it just the whole world comes to a standstill.
The small suburban towns that surround the Space Center, Clear Lake City, Webster, League City, and Nassau Bay, are company towns. The huge aerospace complex employs about 10,000 people, both NASA employees and contractors. Hundreds of other businesses depend on the NASA facility, from the Space Colony Apartments to the NASA Liquor Store. Most of the nation's astronauts, active and retired, live here in the winding, tree-lined neighborhoods. There are about 250 of them, and people see them all over the place. Astronauts mowing their lawns, astronauts coaching Little League, astronauts buying paint at the Home Depot. When an entire mission vanishes, it is devastating to the rest of the astronaut corps. Former astronaut Rich Clifford, who retired in 1997 and now works for Boeing, says every space explorer intimately understands the risks inherent in their job.
You can't say you prepare for it. At least I don't. You accept it when it happens, but you have a bitter determination to find out why it happened and fix it and then move on. I mourn with the families, and I feel sorrow for the loss of the life of my friends, but you got to get over it.
Everyone in town seemed to know the commander of Columbia, Air Force Colonel Rick Husband. 45 years old, he sang baritone in the choir at Grace Community Church. His daughter, Laura, is in the 6th grade, and his son, Matt, is in the 1st grade at the church school. His wife, Evelyn, frequently volunteers there. Roy Hansen is the music minister at Grace Community Church.
You know, Rick Husband was truly a hero, and, you know, the nation looks at him as a hero, but for the people in our church, I mean, he was just a father. He was just a choir member, you know, and their kids, you know, and their family were just a part of our church. So really, we feel like we've lost just somebody that was a friend. He was extremely humble. He was not the kind of guy that you would even know that he was an astronaut.
Mission specialist Michael Anderson, who was on board Columbia, also attended Grace Community. He's survived by his wife, Sandy, and their children, Sydney, 11, and Casey, 9.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Yesterday morning, church members packed 3 services to remember the astronauts and hear the sermon by Pastor Steve Riggle.
In times like this that we are walking through, we are painfully reminded of our mortality. That in spite of the advancement of our day and where we live, we right here in the middle of the aerospace industry and the shuttle and the missions and the space station and all of the things of the advancement of science, that when it comes to a time like this, all of those advances could not prevent what took place yesterday. The Bible clearly says in James chapter 4 that life is brief.
4 Sundays ago, the congregation prayed for Anderson and husband before they went to Florida to begin their last mission, STS-107. Becoming an astronaut had been his lifelong goal, husband once told an interviewer, from the time he was 4 years old. But by the time he was finally accepted into the astronaut corps in 1994, he realized there was another, higher role he needed to fulfill as well. Husband said this during a videotaped conversation with the pastor, which was shown to the teary-eyed congregation on 3 large screens during yesterday's services.
I finally realized that this thing about being an astronaut was not as important as I thought it was. And I finally came to the point where I said, okay, Lord, I don't care what I go do or where you send me. I just want to try and do those things. I just want to be somebody who lives a life that glorifies you. I want to be a good husband. I want to be a good father. And come what may, as far as the rest of it goes.
The Johnson Space Center will hold a national memorial service tomorrow for the 7 astronauts. John Burnett, NPR News, Houston.